Finance with Scott Haywood.
Thanks to Bankwest. Home loan feel a little heavy? Reduce your home load. Visit bankwest.com.au. Lending T's and C's apply.
At 20 minutes to 7, the finance guru, Scott Haywood, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. I can't say the share market is going to be as exciting as one of the 6PO listeners getting a car, but it is going to start the day on the right foot in about 20 minutes' time. The order is set to open around about 30 points after share market surged, receiving a double booster last night on US time. The Chinese Central Bank has moved to loosen monetary policy, which I'll explain in a moment, and fears around the Omicron variant of COVID-19 are easing. Monday, the People's Bank of China said it reduced the percentage of cash banks are required to reserve to 8.4% from 8.9%. Now, that might not sound by too much, Gareth, but effectively that frees up around about $200 billion in lending that can combat the slowing domestic economy in China. And more importantly, that news moves through markets globally. So Apple, up more than 3.5%. Starbucks also benefiting from maybe growth in the Asian countries, up 3%. Caterpillar also rose 1.5%. And the broader market also saying that the COVID-19 variant of Omicron may not be as bad as once first thought.
Wow. Haven't we been saying that for 2 weeks now, Scotty?
Yeah, but the markets have been volatile, Gareth, so we haven't really seen the markets rally on the back of this. GlaxoSmithKline last night said that the current antibody that they have released is effective against Omicron. So you're right, Gareth, we have been talking about it for a couple of weeks, but the markets have certainly had concerns and have certainly been volatile.
What's the stock to watch today, Scotty?
I've had a good week this week, Gareth. So two wins out of 2 days in a row, so I'm expecting another good day today. The 6PR Breakfast hashtag, the stock to watch, is Mervac Group. Last rate of $2.95, high of $3.18, low of $2.13. Of course, they're one of Australia's largest development and construction businesses. They operate in managing assets across offices, retail, industrial and residential sectors comprising of the Mervac Property Trust. Look, we're seeing now that Australia has some of the lowest level of new completions of apartments in a decade between the end of financial year 2023 and the end of financial year 2025. Now, that could be an opportunity when they settle that people may have an attraction to going back to new apartments where they'll have probably about 1,000 to 2,000 sales over that period. So if you're looking forward, which the share market always does, that could be an opportunity. So they're pretty conservative type business, but the stock to watch today, the 6PR Breakfast hashtag stock to watch, is Mervac Group. Last rate at $2.95. As I said, I'm looking forward to some of their settlements that they'll have where they might be one of the unique apartment makers in the next few years. Our share market's set to open around about 30 points in 19 minutes' time.
Good on you, Scotty. Thank you.
Thanks, Gareth.